welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you? We're well into the summer here. You found a great poem in the sense that it addresses a common problem, that is back pain, particularly back pain with sciatica. Listeners will know that about 80% of adults have back pain at some point in their lives, and the long-term outcome for lower back pain is generally quite favorable, given how common low back pain is. It affects millions of individuals, and our goal is to get people back to work to reduce pain and disability as quickly as we can. There are multiple treatment options for both subacute and acute and chronic low back pain. Broadly, these are divided into sort of four quadrants. There's the non-pharmacologic and the pharmacologic treatments and the non-surgical treatments and the surgical treatments. And epidural glucocorticoid injections are one of those non-surgical interventions. They've been used for pain control in patients with radiculopathy, with spinal stenosis, and with non-specific lower back pain. We don't have a lot of data, perhaps because of inconsistent results and different populations with different characteristics, making comparisons complicated. In 2014, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration issued a drug safety communication about these epidural injections, noting the potential for rare but serious adverse effects, including the loss of vision, stroke, paralysis, and death, and that effectiveness had not been firmly established. So these injections involve the administration of steroids via a needle inserted typically between the ligamentum flavum and the dura. The current recommendations are that more than three injections at the same site within 12 months are not recommended because of concerns about potential suppression of the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, although admittedly there's not a lot of data to support that concern either. You found a poem. It was published in Spine in 2020. It asks the clinical question, for patients who have sciatica, do epidural corticoid injections safely reduce pain and improve disability? Mark, what did they find?
Yeah, this was a systematic review, as you said, and they found 25 studies in 2,470 participants that compared steroid with placebo or a local anesthetic only. And these were patients with low back pain with sciatica. The quality assessment found that a lot of the studies failed to mask study personnel or outcome assessors, which is concerning and would bias in favor of the intervention. And in some cases, patients were also not blinded. So again, these would bias in favor of the intervention. They found that leg pain decreased significantly in the short term, about 15 points on a 100-point scale, but that's less than 2 weeks. Only a very small reduction that's probably not clinically significant beyond 2 weeks. And a 15-point difference on a 100-point scale, remember, is probably clinically significant. Less than 10 probably isn't. Back pain was only improved, again, in the immediate term, less than 2 weeks, by about 11 points out of 100. And that's borderline clinically significant. They didn't see any reduction in back pain beyond that. There was only one study with 158 patients that reported results for this short-term period. So all of that is based on a single study. Disability was also decreased in the short and medium term with a small to moderate effect size. They did have some reports of adverse events like headache and increased back pain in some participants, but they weren't nearly as well reported as the benefits, which is pretty common. Safety wasn't well reported. So bottom line, these epidural steroid injections provide a small, clinically questionable benefit in terms of leg and back pain in the short-term period within 2 weeks, maybe some small to moderate reduction in the immediate term, and really nothing beyond that. And we don't know enough, as you alluded to, about adverse events and safety.
I'm wondering, you said that there was a decrease in disability in both the short and the medium term. I'm just curious, Mark, how you measure disability. Is that a subjective, Mr. Jones, do you feel less disabled, or is there something objective that they're looking at?
Yeah, there's some scale, some point scores and scales that are used that are sort of standardized. I think one's called the Oswestry Back Disability Index or something like that. And so there are various pain scales. Just like we measure pain with a scale, we can measure the degree of disability. It was a small effect size, 0.2 to 0.27, which is small, maybe you might generously call it moderate. But, you know, I always remember a friend of mine who had one of the, was scheduled to have one of these done. And I talked to him a couple of days, he'd had sciatica pretty severely for about 8 weeks. And he asked me about their effectiveness. I said, nah, you know, kind of borderline, maybe probably not much. I knew he was scheduled to have it. I asked him a couple of days later, how to go? How's your back feeling? He said, my back feels great. The pain is almost entirely gone. And he never had the injection. He had skipped it based on my input. And just magically, his disc went back into place and he was fine. So I think we have to remember when we hear these patient experiences of, oh, it feels so much better, there's placebo effect, there's regression to the mean, and there's just people get better.
I would imagine there's a strong placebo effect. And, these sort of sham procedure studies is the way to go so that somebody gets an epidural with the corticosteroids and others get just a sterile saline or something.
Yeah, if you look at the Synvisc injections for osteoarthritis of the knee, when you look at all the studies, there was some benefit, moderate benefit. If you only look at the properly controlled, properly masked, properly sham intervention studies, there was almost no benefit. And so I wish they would have done that with this analysis, just looked at the really high quality studies where you still see that benefit.
Right. I mean, there's got to be some cognitive dissonance involved when you go to the doctor, you make an appointment, they're sticking a needle in your back. You got to tell yourself that, boy, I must be feeling better after that. We'll talk about a poem next week. Thanks for your advice.
Sounds good.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.